DuPont's Pioneer Hybrid unit announced that its Optimum GAD herbicide tolerance trait did not perform well in the company's elite corn hybrids this year and therefore will not be launched in 2010. Pioneer President Paul Schickler told Wall Street analysts the yield problem, as he called it, would delay commercialization of the trait in corn to the middle of the next decade.
Multi-year tests confirm that Optimum GAD corn demonstrates excellent glyphosate and ALS herbicide tolerance efficacy. But harvest data show that we are not delivering the yields that meet our high performance standards. So we are now working on multiple pathways that can get us to the desired outcome.
Company officials explained that the technology was only tested in subpar corn hybrids prior to 2009. Schickler also said that commercialization of Optimum GAD in soybeans would come 2 or 3 years later than the anticipated 2011 introduction due to changes in regulatory policy in key import markets, China and the European Union.
In China's case, what we have is a situation where Pioneer is the first company to bring a stacked trait to the market, and as a result, in addition to the individual trait components needing approval, subsequent to that, the stacked combination also requires approval. So that adds to the timeline.
Shares of DuPont fell 7% on Friday on news of the delay in bringing Optimum GAT to the marketplace. I'm Stuart Doan reporting.